play, or over bodily activity of any kind produces conditions of mental apathy and stagnation, which makes it impossible to do the more important work which results in a realization of conscious power. We should, therefore, seek the silence frequently. Power comes through repose. It is in the silence that we can be still. And when we are still, we can think. And thought is the secret of all attainment. Thought is a mode of motion and is carried by the law of vibration, the same as light or electricity. It is given vitality by the emotions to the law of love. It takes form and expression by the law of growth. It is a product of the spiritual, I, hence its divine, spiritual, and creative nature. From this, it is evident that in order to express power, abundance, or any other constructive purpose, the emotions must be called upon to give feeling to the thought so that it will take form. How may this purpose be accomplished? This is the vital point. How may we develop the faith, the courage, the feeling, which will result in accomplishment? The reply is, by exercise. Mental strength is secured in exactly the same way that physical strength is secured, by exercise. We think something, perhaps with difficulty the first time. We think the same thing again, and it becomes easier this time. We think it again and again, it then becomes a mental habit. We continue to think the same thing. Finally, it becomes automatic. We can no longer help thinking this thing. We are now positive of what we think. There is no longer any doubt about it. We are sure we know.